Schneider.
Good morning. So today's presentation, today's dropshot that I'm going to give came out in a bit of an interesting, different way than it usually would have. So Rabbi Nachum Dovid approached me a number of times, and said, yeah, when can it work out? And I said, you know, it takes a lot of time to put something together which would be suitable for such a choshev oil, and it's not always possible to come up with something. But a few weeks ago, my daughter, who's in high school, she came home with a project that she had to make, a name project about her name. So she's called Shira. And we had to come up with an explanation about her name, of her chova, about where it comes from, what it could mean. A bit of an expansion on the name Shira. And as we went deeper and deeper into it, we came up with such incredible material. I called that Rabbi Nachum Dovid. This is Rabbi Nachum Dovid. Shabbos Shira, put me down. I've got something incredible to share. So here we are today. So I'll just start off with a morale. Maral starts and says, Maral speaks about Shir, Shira, and he says that the word Shir, interestingly enough, is a neck band, a band that goes around the neck of an animal. It's a round thing, it goes from one end to the other end, full circle. That's a Shir. 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 Yeah. So Maral says that's neck band. What is the connection between Shir? Maral says that Shira, song, what is Shira? He says that Shira is usually the end of a project, the end of something, that we finished something in our lives. We've arrived to the end of something we've worked on for a long time. We've experienced a long period of whatever it is. And when we come to the end, then that feeling of accomplishment, that feeling of success, the final Makibah Patash at the end of a project, that's what causes Shira, that's what causes song. This sounds a bit peculiar. What's the connection between the Shira, the neck band of this animal, to Shira as in finishing a project? So Moshe Shapira, Zatzal, Moshe Shapira explains, he says the following. He says, when we go through a project, when we go through something, and we work on it for a long time, he says very often, there's trials and tribulations along the way. There's difficulties, there's challenges. There's things that happen along the way that seem to be holding us back from achieving what we're trying to get to. So not only do we not see how the Ribbono Shel Olam is helping us with them, since they seem to be holding us back, the Ribbono Shel Olam seems to be challenging us all along and stopping us from trying to achieve what we want trying to achieve, which is, as Hashem, hopefully, the Shem Shemayim. Says when we reach the end of such a project, explains to Moshe Shapira that the end of something like that, very often, we suddenly have that beautiful clarity, that 2020 hindsight, being able to look back and suddenly see that not only were these things that seemed like difficulties, that seemed like challenges, that seemed like things that were holding us back, not only were they holding us back, that suddenly we see that it was all part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's big plan to be able to get us where we are today, at the end of the project, at the end of where we wanted to reach. And suddenly, when we experience that, when we're able to look back and see how the puzzle pieces all fall into place, you suddenly feel like singing Gevaldig Shira to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You suddenly feel like saying Shkoich to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a way that just, wow, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shkoich, I never helped, I never realized. He says, with that he explains the Maral says that this shear, this neck band of animal, it's just coming full circle. We're talking about something that goes the 360 degrees. So where you start off, very often you're not able to sing Shira. So we're starting off on a project. But when you finish off, you come at the beginning and you see the full circle, the full picture, the full beautiful tapestry that's been woven through all the difficulties and trials and tribulations. Suddenly, wow, we went Shem Shkoyer. Wow, incredible. That is when Shira comes out. That's when Rabbi Moshe Shapira explains the morale. That's how Shira happens. That's where this beautiful gratitude to Rabbi Moshe Shapira's chasodim comes out. So it's interesting how this connects to Shira Sayom. It's very poshut. It says, Klal Yisrael, they came down to Mitzrayim. They came down to Mitzrayim at the beginning of the Koshi HaShibud, and the difficulties that Paroi enslaved them. and Vayimoras Chayim, and things were difficult, and Vanitzak, and they davened to Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Moshe Rabbeinu finally came to save them, and it seemed that Ribbono Shel Olam hichbed, he made it difficult again. So then, when it came through the Makkos, we don't know how Klal Yisrael experienced him. There were Takanissim. But as we can see, still by Makkas Choshech, there were still 4/5 of Yidden who still didn't have that clarity. They still didn't see clearly the Ribbono Shel Olam taking us out. We prefer to stay here. Things were very tough, things were very difficult for the Yidden all along. And they obviously didn't have that clarity. They didn't see the Ribbono Shel Olam with 100%, with the view of the Nissen and the Chasadim the Ribbono Shel Olam were doing. Because Ribbono Shel Olam was just moving pieces around the chessboard. They didn't. And then by the end of Kriyas Yam Suf, when the Mitzvim were lying there in front of them, when the Mitzvim were, and they had the Bizar over there, and they were finally saved from the Mitzvim, suddenly they realized all the puzzle pieces fell into place, what the Makkos were all about, why they had to go out in the morning and not in the middle of the night, and why all the other things that happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim, why they happened the way they did. And suddenly that incredible clarity with all the puzzle pieces falling into place. Shiras Hayom, that's where the tremendous emotion of this tremendous feeling of Hakaras HaTov to Ribbono Shel Olam, seeing what happened over the past, from the beginning, coming full circle. That's what created the Shira. That is what created this tremendous Hagosha of Klal Yisrael to sing the Shiras Hayom. I heard this vort once, that what was it that when Klal Yisrael went out to Mitzrayim, then the Shibud Mitzrayim was not only that the Ribbono Shel Olam was Meshabed them, Kasha Teretz, but not only was Ribbono Shel Olam Meshabed them, and then he took them out of Mitzrayim, it was that the Shibud was the vehicle in order to be able to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim in the form that they were then, in order to take them out of Mitzrayim and be able to have a Ummah, be able to have a nation that had the ability to be Meshabed themselves. Before it was to Mitzrayim, now the Ribbono Shel Olam said, V'yisem li la'am, and you're going to be Meshabed to me now. In order to mold a nation into that. So again, full circle. It wasn't just that that was the beginning, this is the end. It was what brought you here today. Now, the clarity, obviously, by Kriyas Yam Suf, we know, even Ross HaShivcho Bayom, Mashal Roy Ra, Yecheskel Ben Buzi, even Yecheskel Hanavi didn't see the beautiful clarity, as we know, that Shivcho Bayom, even a simple maidservant by Kriyas Yam Suf saw. And again, that clarity was it that that calls Shira. The ladies seem to have some sort of extra insight here, because the ladies somehow, before they left Mitzrayim, they're already bringing along their musical instruments, like Rashi explains. They're already brought along their musical instruments in order. They knew eventually something's going to happen here. That clarity is eventually going to come, and we're going to have to sing some Shira eventually. So they already brought their musical instruments, and when Taka, it came, and when they experienced that beautiful insight, then they Taka sang their Shira with the musical instruments they brought along, led by Miriam. We also see here that Shira, we experience music very often, we sing, play music, guitars, violins, whatever it is. We see here that Shira, at least to the understanding that we're expanding on today, it's not stam music. It's not stam just song that's just, you know, nice thing to do. We see that at some level Shira's sort of a ruchnistic experience. That Shira comes. Shira is brought out by some sort of ruchnistic experience, by some sort of spiritual hagosha that a person feels. When you get that, then that's song. And we've got to be able to appreciate that, because a lot of the music that we might be exposed to might not necessarily convey that kind of feeling. We see that real Shira, the way Maral understands it at least, is something ruchnistic, is something special. We also know that Shira can also be the root of Shira's Shirayim, leftovers, Habaycha b'Shirei Zimra, Habaycha b'Shirei Zimra, that it's a leftovers. Again, sort of an interesting word, that it's a leftovers of our Neshama. So our Neshama has not many ways to express itself in our world. It doesn't have a lot of ways in order to bring out the Ruchnias that we experience. And Shira, on some sort of level is a manifestation, brings out that shirayim, that slight glimmer of the ruchnis of our neshama through song. That is another word that's hinted in the word, another root of the word shira. Now, we also know the famous Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer said he would be willing to give away a very large portion of his Gan Eden in order to experience real shira, in order to be able to sing something that seemed slightly less understandable to me until I saw these ideas. Shira is really something very, very holy and kosher. And I just thought I'd share with you, as we can't go through one of these drushas without sharing a story, I saw an interesting story 2-3 weeks ago. I wonder if any of you have seen it yet, before. I thought I'd share that with you today. And I remember that last time, I think, when I stood here, at least 2 times ago, I shared with you an Amazon story, and I think I found another one today. Zayid, heard this from Robin in America. It's Zayid in America, just before the... heard this one. Zayid in America, just before the holiday period. It's a few weeks old, this. Zayid in America a few weeks ago. He had the Amazon business. And the way Amazon works, as many of you might know from the seller's end, is you can either sell the stuff yourself from your own warehouse, or you can do FBA, what's called Fulfilled by Amazon. You can have Amazon ship it from their warehouses. And this Yid had a lot of schora that was being sent from Amazon, was being sent from Amazon's own warehouses. And he had a fellow who was working for him and was doing the listings. Amazon, when you do it from their own warehouses, they do all the work for you, they do the packaging, they do the shipping, they do all the work for you. But the listings you have to do yourself. So this fellow was supposed to do the listings. Now the challenge is that when you do the listings, then you have to make sure that the weights of the items that you list are exactly right. If you don't get the weight right, then they don't know where to stack them, they don't know if they're high, low, if they should. The size of the package is very important. Whatever it is that you're shipping, you have to make sure to get exactly right. Now, you get 3 strikes in order to be able to get it right. First time, fine. Second time, fine. Third time, you're out. Third time, you do not get the opportunity to ship from Amazon anymore. Now, this fellow, he had this guy working for him, and he did the listings once wrong, second time wrong, and the third time, bless him, he did wrong just 2 weeks before Kratzmach, just 2 weeks before the busiest season of the year. Now, the way it works as well is if you do FBA, if you do Fulfilled by Amazon, it costs you a little more to process your orders, extra 10-15% apparently, and if you do it yourself from your own warehouse, you save yourself that money, but you obviously have to do more work. Now, this happened just 2 weeks before Kratzmach, and a big portion of this Yid's income for the year was at stake. So he tried quickly to get back as much stock as possible from Amazon. That night, he went to sleep. He was very upset. And during the day, he thought to himself, he's going to call this guy up and give him a right old rollicking. He's going to give him a real, real telling off. He's done it 3 times, a mistake. He deserves it. He was very, very angry, very, very upset. And he was going to tell the guy off in a real, real, real serious way. And he held himself back. So he learned a bit of Musa. He understood that this was Bernstein gives Panosa. And he held himself back. And that night he went to sleep. Next morning he wakes up. He got an email during the night. So he's got an order. And got an order for 4,500 items. 4,500 items was some form of electronics. And he says the item, $15, was the difference between if the item would have shipped via Amazon, via FBA, or if it would have shipped from him directly. He had it in his warehouse now. I'm sure he got it so quickly. For some reason he had it in his warehouse. And the difference between being able to ship it directly and getting it from Amazon was $67,500, just like that. So not only that, when he looked at the order, not only was it a very nice order, 4,500 items with such a big price difference, he would have done it himself or gone via Amazon, the delivery was 2 blocks down. He was able to deliver it by himself. He saved himself the shipping as well. He put it all into his lorry. He got his lorry to drive over there. And another $10,000 to $15,000 on shipping, which he earned himself to get collectively on being able to do this, not via FBA, but by his own warehouse. And this young man was convinced. And so the man was convinced. Had he lost it, had he called up this guy and given him what he perhaps rightfully deserved in order to stop him from doing it again, he would not have received this Nesias Chaim from the Ribono Shel Olam. He would not have received this special gift from the Ribono Shel Olam to have such an easy way of making such a nice amount of parnasa. The lesson that I thought connects to this is very often when we're on the journey, when something's happened to us, we very often don't see how the Ribono Shel Olam is moving the chess pieces, how the Ribono Shel Olam is creating the circumstances in order to be able to be mative to us, in order to be able to give us something good. And only afterwards, when all the puzzle pieces fall into place, we're then able to look back to Ribono Shel Olam shkoyach for that. Wow, that's where the emotion of Shira comes from. That's when we sing a Shira to Ribono Shel Olam out of Hakaras HaTov. Again, while I was going through this project, I realized that when we go through Baruch Hi Nafshi, and we see how David HaMelech says, Ashir Ol Hashem B'chaya, Azam Ol Elokai Bo'edi. Ashir Ol Hashem B'chaya. I always, the way I understood the translation, I've never looked into it properly. So Ashir Ol Hashem B'chaya. So Ribono Shel Olam, my life is one big Shira to you. Ashir Ol Hashem, I'm singing to you, Ribono Shel Olam, B'chaya, with my life. My life, I'm living it in a way that's a Shira to you, Ribono Shel Olam, that is one big song to you, Hashem. Then I looked up the translation, and it's not actually correct. So Ashir Ol Hashem B'chaya, the real meaning of Ashir Ol Hashem B'chaya is, Ashir Ol Hashem, I'm singing to you, Hashem, B'chaya, while I am still alive. Azam Ol Kai Bo'edi, I'm singing to you, Ribono Shel Olam, while I still exist. What does it mean? And I thought it ties in very, very well to what we said today. So Ashir Ol Hashem B'chaya, David HaMelech, different to a lot of us, myself and Chol HaPochus. This is when Ribono Shel Olam is implementing his plan, when we've not reached the end yet. Most of us do not have the ability to have the insight and the clarity while things are still going on, while we're still experiencing these difficulties, whatever they are. And David HaMelech had plenty of them. We do not have the insight to appreciate that Ribono Shel Olam is being mative to us, Ribono Shel Olam is doing what is good for us, and it's part of a bigger picture. David HaMelech, on the other hand, potentially, he did. So Ashir Ol Hashem B'chaya says, before the end, before this whole story is played out, before the end of my life, Ashir Ol Hashem B'chaya, I'm able to sing to you, Ribono Shel Olam, B'chaya, while I am still alive. Azam Ol Kai Bo'edi, I'm able to sing to Ribono Shel Olam, Bo'edi, while I am still in existence, before I've seen the end of your plan. David HaMelech had the ability to do that, and he had the ability to sing Shira to the Ribono Shel Olam, as we know. Shira for Tishbach is to write Tehillim. B'chaya, while he was still alive, to have that tremendous clarity and insight. And we see that at the end of the Shira, we know that at the beginning of the Shira, by Oz Yashir, we know that Rashi explains that, brings down the Oz Yashir Moshe, that the Oz Yashir seems to be a contradiction. The Oz versus the Yoshir. One signs now, one signs Chveis Lahabo. And Rashi explains it's La'osid Lovay. And what's this La'osid Lovay Shir that we're going to sing? It says, Madchias HaMeisim. And again, it ties in beautifully to what we were saying today, Madchias HaMeisim will come. Klal Yisrael will have the ability, when Mashiach will come, we will all have that incredible hindsight to be able to see how all the difficulties and all the challenges that we've had throughout our long galus, how they all tied in to eventually being able to see the Ribono Shel Olam's big, grand plan and how it's always been fulfilled and how it's always been implemented throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. I thought that the period that we're going through at the moment, I mean, there's so many things with why our schools closed, why we're davening in shuls had to stop. So many things have changed. We've undergone so many challenges, mishpachas, whatever they were. And being able to see now, it doesn't make any sense. We don't understand why the Ribono Shel Olam is done to us, what are we going through at the moment. And Be'ezus Hashem, eventually, maybe we'll be able to look back with hindsight, being able to see how the Ribono Shel Olam implemented this plan, why it was happening the way it was. And we know that at the end of the Shira, we see, it says, Ki Lashem Amlucha Moshe Bagoyim, the Ribono Shel Olam is a melech for us, Moshe Bagoyim, but for the Goyim, he is a Moshe, he is a Kaviyachal, the dictator. The Goyim do not understand what it is that the Ribono Shel Olam makes him into a melech. So chukim, shvat, whatever it is, you have to do it. But,